to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and I am back from Mobile, Alabama. I made it home, and I'm back in the studio today. We have a great show for you today. So here's what I want you to do. Sit tight, let's pray, and then I'll tell you about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart. In union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the needs of all my family and friends, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. And we ask this through the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there. Dave Parker, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Great to be back live in the studio to see your smiling face
again. Well, thanks. And, well, there's no fog. Was there fog yesterday afternoon, or was it burned off?
No, it was burned off, so I was able to get into, I was able to fly in with no problems, and it's great to be here. Dave, I'll tell you, when you travel, and you know this, I'm sure, when you travel, you realize in a hurry that you're not as in control as you think you are, especially when you're flying.
What?
And you know, we go through life, we think we're in control. And when you're sitting in an airport and you're dependent upon the weather and the airlines and all kinds of things.
All systems should be operating, you know.
You realize that you're not in control. So sometimes it's a good thing. It reminds us that, hey, the Lord's really in charge. We're not in charge. But I am back. I made it back safely. Great show today. Let me let you know what's coming up in the program today. Of course, we have Dan Burke. He's going to be here at 7:35 with our weekly Into the Deep segment. Now, something special is going to be taking place prior to Dan. We have another guest. Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute will be here. Now, I'm sure you're familiar. They have a program called The Best Lent Ever. Matthew Kelly has been doing this program for a few years now. Well, this is going to be a big part of our show during Lent on Spirit in the Morning. And in fact, we will be including Matthew's daily message for Best Lent Ever as part of our show beginning next Wednesday. Yes, next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday already. It's
here we
time.
Go, folks.
Yeah, here we go. Wow. So Jack is going to come on the program and we will talk more about Best Lent Ever, what it is, what you need to do, why you should participate in it. And I'm telling you, take it from me, this is a good program. But I want to talk about something relating to that. First, I'm going to read the gospel. So let's go to the gospel a little early today. Some more tough words from Jesus. From Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Boy, Dave, the Lord, he's pretty clear.
Oh, boy.
When we look at this gospel, the first problem we see, once again, the Pharisees. These are the guys that are supposedly following the Mosaic law, the law of Moses. They really have the law down pat.
To a T.
Yeah. But look at their hearts. Their hearts are not in the right place. They asked Jesus this question to test him.
Absolutely.
They're challenging him. They're trying to trip him up.
Yes, they are.
And I like how Jesus said, "Well, what did Moses command you?" He knew the answer to this, but he asks a lot of questions sometimes just to get a response. And this proves they knew the law. They knew the law, and Jesus really fulfilled the law. He's here not to abolish the law, as he said. He's here to sort of beef up the law.
Yeah, he turned the tables on
it. Yeah. And he's saying,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he's saying, well, this is what Moses said. And the reason Moses gave you this law and gave you really a little loophole about marriage is because he knew how hard of heart you were.
Yes.
But now I am here. I am the Messiah. I'm here. I'm going to tell you the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is very clear about marriage being permanent.
Yeah, the new way.
Right. So really, you can't get around this.
True.
You can look. You can try to find it. You could try to find a loophole, but Jesus is really talking about the permanence of marriage.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. And I'm thinking for all those driving and or at home listening, it is a tough passage. It is.
It is very tough.
And I hate to say this, but it is contentious amongst the laity. You know, I know family members and friends that and others that might have a problem with this, you know, because it is so, in a way, final. But in our modern culture, it makes it seem to be, oh, it's okay to divorce. It's so easy anymore.
Right, right.
And people, you know, and a lot of people are not aware of this particular gospel. Mm-hmm. Some are, and maybe they don't care.
And the thing is, Dave, if we're really going to be followers of Christ, and this is not the only passage that's a difficult one.
Oh, yeah.
If we really are going to follow him, we have to follow him, not our version of him.
Exactly.
Our version of him will ignore messages like
or
this.
Or the world's version. And that's, in a way, to me, that's part of the smorgasbord Catholicism that's out there. I have trouble with some stuff, but I'm saying today,
we all do, Dave.
Well, yeah, we pick and choose what we think will suit us, and all the rest. Oh, that's okay.
Right.
I don't have to follow that. But no, that's not what he's saying.
And the thing is, yes, some of his messages are difficult. I have difficulty with a lot of his messages, but I've learned that true happiness results from following Jesus. And that's the deal. That's the important thing, to follow everything that he says and everything that his church teaches. That's the way you're going to be happy. Now, let's talk a little bit about this. This leads into my next subject, the concept of happiness. This is going to be a big part.
Good segue.
Thank you. It's going to be a big... I appreciate it. You know, your approval means a lot to me, Parker.
I'm just here to help, okay? Yeah,
that's what you do. A big part of this Best Lent Ever program is Matthew Kelly's book, Resisting Happiness. And we hear this word tossed around a lot. And some people will say, well, I don't want happiness. I want joy. And I thought, let's get to the root of this. Dave, we discussed this. You and me discussed this on the program a few weeks back. And I thought, we need to tackle this so we understand the terminology. Are we seeking happiness? Does a relationship with Jesus Christ bring you happiness? Or does it bring joy? And what's the difference? Well, the answer is it does bring happiness. And every one of us, we are hardwired to seek happiness in life. But let's take that a step further. Archbishop Fulton Sheen wrote a book called On Being Human. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, Dave. And he talks about the difference between pleasure and joy. Archbishop Sheen said this, everyone wants to be happy. And I agree, we all do. We want to be happy in some way. But few find happiness because they fail to distinguish whether it will consist in pleasure or in joy. The latter alone gives true happiness. But what is the difference between pleasure and joy? And Dave, this is the point that you made a few weeks back on the show. True happiness is found through joy, not through pleasure. So what's the difference? Archbishop Sheen said this, joy is inward, pleasure is outward. Pleasure depends on something external to oneself. For example, a cocktail, a dance, or a fancy car. When the external pleasure fails or satiates, happiness ends. Joy, on the contrary, is inward. Our blessed Lord said, these things have I spoken to you so that my joy may remain in you. Joy is not disturbed by external circumstances. It may exist under the most adverse circumstances, even suffering. Pleasure is changeful. Joy is constant. So really, that's the difference. Yes, we're all seeking happiness, but true happiness consists in that internal joy that comes from a relationship with the Lord.
Exactly.
And Dave, we all struggle with this. There are things that happen to me every day that sometimes make me unhappy. Mm-hmm. I got to work on that because really, if I have this relationship with the Lord, I shouldn't be disturbed by the weather, by the circumstances in my life. And yeah, this is a really challenging message. Mm-hmm. But if we think about it, if we can get this down so that I'm unaffected by the external circumstances in my life, that's very appealing. I would love to be there.
Exactly. And, well, I agree. We're hardwired for happiness, to be happy, but that's through the pleasure. And that's finite. And again, sorry, I hit the mic.
That makes me very unhappy.
But, I mean, it's a good bridge. Yes. I mean, to be happy in them. But as you say, Bishop Sheen so aptly put it, happiness can be the bridge to the long-lasting joy,
right?
Which is internal.
Yeah, and here's the beautiful thing about this. Matthew Kelly's new book, Resisting Happiness, he lays this out. He puts it on the line. For some reason, we fight against this true happiness.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm so excited to have Jack Beers on the program. The Best Lent Ever program is designed to help us stop resisting happiness and pursue that happiness, that joy, that perfect happiness that comes from the relationship that we get with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a great use of our Lent.
I know. You look joyful right now.
You're joyful. I'm excited.
He's gesturing just like I was.
I'm throwing my book around. I'm hitting my microphone.
It's contagious,
Frank's
folks.
Looking at me. Frank's just sitting back watching
this. Look at these two guys.
But no, this is really good. I mean, I've wasted many Lents in the past. Don't waste this Lent. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're going to talk about when we come back from the break with Jack. How do we make this our best Lent ever? Are we sure we'll have another Lent? No, we're not. So let's make this one our best Lent ever. When we come back, Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute will be joining us to talk about the Best Lent Ever program. And I want you to be a part of that program. Your current time on Spirit of the Morning is 7:12. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 24th. Today we celebrate Blessed Luke Baluti. Was it chance, or was it the hand of God that drew Luke Baluti, a young nobleman, to listen to Anthony of Padua preaching in the town square in the year 1220? In response, Luke asked to become a Franciscan and to wear the same habit worn by Francis of Assisi and Anthony. His request was granted, and Luke received the habit from Francis himself. Luke became a close friend of Anthony's and his companion in his travels and his preaching. He also tended to Anthony in his final days. In 1239, when the city of Padua had fallen into the hands of its enemies and Luke was expelled from the city, he secretly returned at night to visit the tomb of St. Anthony and pray for the late friar's help. Some accounts have it that one night, Luke heard Anthony's voice assuring him that the city would soon be delivered, and so it was. Credit for the Basilica of St. Anthony in Padua goes to Luke Baluti. At his own death around 1285, he was buried in the basilica that he had helped complete. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
By worrying, you worry your life away. out the sparrow. If he can hold.
That's right. He Holds Tomorrow. That's Sparrows by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let me do a quick rundown of the weather. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 54 degrees. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 73. Tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Saturday, a chance of showers, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. We're going to have a high near 71 degrees tomorrow. Dave Parker,
I love May.
Kind of amazing. Yes. Yes, believe it or not, it is February.
Wow.
And since it is February, Ash Wednesday is right around the corner. Yes. Lent is upon us.
Yes, it is.
So what do we do for Lent? We give up chocolate, right?
Ah, speak for yourself there, buddy.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'm excited because we here at Spirit in the Morning are going to feature Dynamic Catholic's program, Best Lent Ever, on our daily broadcast. And this is something I have really wanted to do because I want to help everyone who listens to this program make this their best Lent ever. Now, we are fortunate today to have with us from the Dynamic Catholic Institute, Jack Beers, who works alongside with New York Times best-selling author Matthew Kelly. Jack has developed much of the material for the Best Lent Ever program, and he's here to tell us about it. But before I bring him on, I told him I would do this, and I want to make sure I do this. And this comes from, now that's the official bio, Maggie Marsh, the executive assistant to Matthew Kelly, said this about Jack. She said, I think Jack Beers would be perfect for this segment. He did a lot of the content and planning for Best Lent Ever, and he has a real face for radio.
So Jack, he fits right in.
I told Jack I was going to do that. Jack said, I want that introduction when you introduce me. Good morning, Jack. I didn't let you down, did I?
Good. You didn't let me down, Gary. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you on the program. Jack, we are really excited about Best Lent Ever here on Spirit in the Morning. Would you do me a favor? Tell us a little bit about the program, what we can expect, and why we shouldn't just give up chocolate for Lent.
Absolutely. Let's start there, actually. So we don't want you to just give up chocolate for Lent. We want you to experience something deeply meaningful in your life. Like the church is absolutely genius for having Lent every single year. I mean, it is part of the genius of Catholicism, because if you look in Scripture, if you look at the church history, every single time someone was about to do something in their life or God was about to do something in their life, they spent time, usually around 40 days, in the desert or in some sort of retreat experience, doing something intentionally. And God wants to prepare people's lives in a very intentional way. And the church gives us the opportunity every year during Lent to allow him to move in our lives in a very particular way and to help prepare us for what he created us for. So we wanted to give people a simple and easy program that's designed to intentionally walk people through Lent, because we want people to have a deep, meaningful experience. And when you think about it, I was actually reading it this morning in Matthew, and Jesus is talking about how his disciples are being given a hard time for eating without washing their hands.
Right.
And Jesus gives them a hard time back, saying, hey, it's not what we put in our mouths that defile us. It's not what we put in our mouths that prevent us from having the happiness God created us for. Mm-hmm. It's actually what comes out of the mouth. And so a lot of people will just give up chocolate as a way to deny themselves for 40 days, but without a purpose or without meaning, so that when you get to Easter, what are you excited for? Not the resurrection. You're excited for pie or cake or
absolutely
something
or chocolate.
Lines, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And so if you can replace that, if you not only take something out, but you put something in your life, you do something, you put something in your life and you say, you know what, I've been told my whole life that daily prayer will have an impact on my life. I'm going to do this Best Lent Ever program. It's going to guide me so that I will pray every single day for 40 days. And at the end of it, my hope is that prayer will be a touchstone in my life. That'll be something that's incredible. So what we do is the program starts on Ash Wednesday, which is March 1st, and I can't believe that's next week.
Yeah. All right?
It's incredible. But you can sign up right now, bestlentever.com/sign up, or just go to dynamiccatholic.com, and you can sign up there, and you will receive a daily reflection every day during Lent, short inspirational videos, practical tips, and this year there's actually a new study guide, which we could talk about, but it's really going to be an exceptional program.
And we will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com just to make sure. And Jack, we got clearance from you folks to play Matthew's messages. We're going to take the audio of them and play them each day on the program, in addition to all of the other resources that you provide. So we want to make it even easier, because we want Best Lent Ever to be a part of our show, because it's that important. We really think it is. Jack, the book Resisting Happiness is a big part of the program, correct?
Yes. Yeah. The program is being guided by Resisting Happiness, and Matthew really kind of takes the book, and he's able to expand upon it and take the ideas within Resisting Happiness, mm-hmm. and apply it to the Lenten experience. Because the whole book of Resisting Happiness comes down to the idea that when we do the thing that God wants us to do, we're always so much happier. When
yes.
we listen to the voice of God in our life, we're always so much happier. Yet the minute we're done listening to God's voice on one thing, mm-hmm. he starts speaking to us about another thing, and we're like, I don't know if I want to do that.
I just got used to this. You know?
yeah. It's like, that sounds a little too much for me. That sounds a little scary. So we resist it, and even though it makes complete sense that we would follow God's voice every time, because it's always the best thing for our life, every single time we want to resist it. And Resisting Happiness is all about breaking through that.
And if we are participating in the Best Lent Ever program, do we need to get the book?
You do not. You do not need to get the book.
Okay.
It would be great if you did to read along with it, or even this year, for the first time, we've created a study guide as a companion to the Best Lent Ever program, and was a part of it, and the development of it, and it's, so I'm probably biased when I say this, but it's really, really good.
Mm.
And it is going to be incredible, because so many people go through Lent, and then that's one of the great things that about what you're doing on your radio program. So many people go through Lent, and they do it kind of alone, like they do it in a silo. You know, it's I don't really tell anyone what I gave up or what I'm doing. I'm just kind of out there in my own silo doing it. Well, what if your whole parish did Best Lent Ever, mm-hmm. and you entered into a small group with your study guide? And you had some accountability, and you had some people to actually walk through Lent with, and really try to have a deeply meaningful experience with some other people who can help you, who can encourage you, who can provide good accountability for you. It's just a really nice tool for that.
And I like that, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do it on the show. I wanted to do it as a group so we can all support one another, because it is tough when you're doing it by yourself, and it's very easy to quit. Now, Jack, if we want to get the book or the study guide, where is the place to go? Would that be the same website for Best Lent Ever?
Yeah, so you can go for that same website for Best Lent Ever. You can even find it at dynamiccatholic.com, and we can, if you call up, we can get you a free book and make sure that you have everything you need for Lent.
That's great, and that's you guys are doing such fantastic work, and so many people already have the Resisting Happiness book because it was given out at a lot of parishes. So that's a plus. So a lot of people are ready to get started. We're excited about it. And one thing I want to mention, when you started talking about Lent and the whole idea of giving up chocolate, for years that's what I did. That was my Lent. I would give up sweets, and toward the as time progressed and as Lent went on, all I'd think about is, man, I'm going to eat some cake and pie on Easter Sunday. You're right. And that's, you know, not that there's anything wrong with giving things up. It's good that we realize how attached we become to earthly things. But we want to take it to the next level. And that's what you guys are doing. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, one of the things that we're really harping on this year is that it takes, I think, 23 to 25 days to develop a life-changing habit. It's one of the things we're talking about is that, like, your life and your habits can actually change in the course of Lent. Like, it's right. not a... Yeah. Oh, hey, it's just 40 days. That's a short amount of time. No, for someone who wants to break a habit, but more importantly, develop a new one, develop a new good habit, in order for that to really get ingrained in your life, you need that time. You need that period. So if you haven't made daily prayer a part of your life, or if you haven't made reading scripture a part of your life, or spiritual reading a part of your life, or generosity, you know, you can develop that type of habit where it really isn't about you or about your drive for chocolate. It's about God. It's about God working in your life and giving him the room and the space and the opportunity to do something you've never let him do before. Because when you think about it, when was the last time you had a deeply meaningful Lent? Like a Lent that at the end of it, you were like, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're going to do that this year as part of Best Lent Ever. And, Jack, you're going to – I would ask you to keep us in your prayers. And also, you're going to come back on the show on March 31st to check up on us. So I want to thank you, Jack, for being with us. And thank you for letting us be a part of the Best Lent Ever program.
Thank you so much for having me, Garrett, to let the people know just what kind of radio face I have.
hey, anytime, brother. Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute. When we come back, Dan Burke is going to take us into the deep. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Conservatives are praising the Trump administration's rollback last night of public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. They say the move corrects a legal overreach by the Obama administration that is best left for states to decide. Transgender rights advocates, meanwhile, are vowing to overcome a major setback. The so-called Dear Colleague letter from the Departments of Education and Justice under Obama had been under a temporary injunction and was not being enforced. Mexico's mounting unease and resentment over President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown are looming over a gathering of U.S. and Mexican leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly will meet today with top Mexican officials, including President Enrique Peña Nieto. And Pope Francis is demanding concrete action to get food aid to famine victims in South Sudan, saying words are not enough to prevent millions from starving to death. The Holy Father's appeal yesterday came a day after South Sudan's president promised unimpeded access for all aid organizations to reach the hungry. South Sudan has repeatedly promised such access, but with little effect. Pope Francis said, quote, "At this time, it's more necessary than ever for everyone to not just stop with words, but to take concrete action so that food aid can reach suffering populations," end quote. The United Nations needs $4.4 billion by the end of March to prevent catastrophic hunger and famine in South Sudan, Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen. And yet just $90 million has been collected so far. With this Holy Spirit radio news update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Brenda Palm's barber converted a patch of weeds at the end of a Chicago airport runway into a honey business that turns ex-convicts into busy bees. As reported by NBC News' Bob Dotson, 80% of the men living in North Lawndale have been in jail, so it's difficult for them to find a job of any kind. Seeing that this was a problem, Barber got a grant from the Illinois Corrections Department, hired a beekeeping professional to train new employees, and started a company called Sweet Beginnings. Most of the former prison inmates worked there for 2.5 months, before searching for employment elsewhere with Barber's full support. So far, Sweet Beginnings has provided 360 jobs. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Was King of the World by Natalie Grant. I am Gary Zimek. Great to have you with us here on Spirit of the Morning. Each week, we have the pleasure of visiting with Dan Burke. Dan Burke is the executive director of EWTN's National Catholic Register, and he's the president of the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation. He's also the creator of Divine Intimacy Radio and SpiritualDirection.com. And for the past several weeks, we have been walking through his new book, Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer. Boy, that's something that when I first heard that subtitle, Finding Peace Through Prayer, I said, this book is for me. We're talking about prayer, and last week we introduced the concept of discovery prayer. And as we head into Lent, I thought it's a good idea to get Dan back on to explore this a little bit further. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hey, man, I am always good when you're here, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, and he is the king of the world, so I'm good, too.
Yeah. Dan, Lent is just about upon us, before we talk a little bit about a little bit more about discovery prayer, any advice?
Well, how long do you have?
Yeah, I know. I know. That's
you know.
Kill those brakes.
There is something that drives me a little crazy during Lent.
Right.
Is all the talk about giving up chocolate,
yep,
and that sort of thing. And I'd like to challenge folks to do something a lot more substantive than that, and really dig deeper and think about how it is that they've not yet aligned our we've not yet aligned our hearts to the Lord in terms, mm-hmm, of the sacraments, in terms of, you know, daily mental prayer, spiritual reading, those basic things. Even you know, we're heading into a season of fasting and abstinence you know, during Ash Wednesday and then Friday, but then fasting every Friday. And, you know, we've lost that discipline, which the church has never released, if you will, every Friday, remembering our Lord's death, mm-hmm, and suffering on our behalf. And there's so many things as Catholics that are fundamental that the Lord has given us to help us to navigate this narrow way effectively. And when we come to Lent, gosh, what a great time to be able to say, okay, where is my heart and my actions and my spiritual practice not aligned to the teaching of the church?
Yeah.
And let's fast from doing those things that are not aligned, and let's embrace the discipline of doing the right thing during, right, Lent. And that'll make Lent a powerful experience for us.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that chocolate thing, because prior to bringing you on, we had Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute with us.
Oh, those guys are great.
Aren't they great? And you know what, Dan? We are actually going to be playing Matthew Kelly's Best Lent Ever Messages each day on the program. So we're going to do it at the station here.
That's great. Those guys are doing a fantastic job. Jack's a great guy.
Yeah, so we really do. And, you know, I went through the motions many years, and when I did decide to do something for Lent, it was the chocolate or the sweets route, which, you know, certainly I'm attached to earthly things, and it's good to break that attachment. But that's all I did. And by the end of Lent, all I was thinking about is, boy, a couple more weeks and I can have cake. So, you know, spiritually, right? Then that was my focus.
You got to start somewhere.
That,
right,
was my focus. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
And you know what, Gary? Just for your listeners, if they're interested, if I can send them a brief guide of preparing for Lent with just a one pager that'll help on the basics and then also some of the stuff we've talked about. If they want to send a text to 38470. That's 38470, and then type in Y2Jeep. That's Y, the number 2, and then G, which stands for Yes to God.
Mm-hmm.
I can send them out something that will help them.
Oh, Dan, that's great. Could you repeat that information just to make sure that everybody got
it? Yes. Send a text message to 38470.
38470.
And the message itself should be Y, the number 2, and G, which stands for Yes to God, and then we'll help you say a little bit better Yes to God during Lent, and you still have a few days to prepare, so,
yeah,
you know, it's a good time to really gear up.
I like that. You're going to be getting a text from me. I wrote that down because that's
awesome.
Powerful, Dan. That's
me
really
too.
Powerful. Let's talk a little bit about discovery prayer. We presented the concept. You went through some of the steps. Do you want to talk about if you want to reiterate the steps, or maybe talk about the first step, which is reading?
Yeah, well, reading, it's funny. This one you could probably pass over, and people might think, well, that's easy. I'll just read slow.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it sounds so simple to what the guide says in the middle of the book, Journey or Into the Deep, is that reading is an attentive, slow, leisurely, and repetitious reading of a short passage of the Bible. Just doing that will have a powerful effect. In fact, if you struggle in prayer or distractions, if you would just take the gospel readings for the upcoming Sunday,
mm-hmm,
and just slowly read each word with a pause, just that simple practice will open your eyes to see things that you never thought you never had seen before. Because we're so quick in our day, everything, you know, it's fast food and want everything fast and easy, and You know, our attention spans are really short.
Yeah.
Facebook and social media makes that all worse. And so everything we read is in a flash, a flash, a flash. But the Word of God is living, right? And so what we want to do is enter into that life of the Word by making sure that we're giving 100% of our mind and our heart to each word of the gospel. And that'll help us set ourselves in the scene. And maybe will help us think of, you know, when Jesus is entering into Jericho, we might think in our mind, well, I wonder what Jericho is like. It's probably, I've actually been to Jericho, but it's probably a desert-like area. And I wonder what the temperature was and what the year time of the year. You can look those things up. Mm. All of that helps to give you this context. And in a sense, and many times God will do this for you, it'll actually draw you into the scene beyond just this human practice of reading. There's a spiritual power to you saying yes to God and saying, I really want to be with you now. I really want to experience you. I believe this is not just ink and paper. Mm-hmm. I believe you desire to encounter me. I believe you desire to draw me into a deeper relationship. And just that simple act of reading slowly out loud too, Gary, which is really important.
Oh, okay.
Because if you read it just in your head,
right,
you'll always tend to go faster.
Yes.
But if you read it out loud, you hear your own voice, and it even forces you to slow. You know, you're more aware, how fast am I reading this? And it helps to fill your mind, your ears, your vocal cords. You know, physiologically, it affects you, and it works to draw all of your attention to that, to the Lord and the text. And that's why reading slowly and out loud is an incredibly important step in Lectio Divina.
And it's one that I struggle with. And when I first heard you talk about this, even before we had you on the show, I heard you on another program talking about this. I said, wow, I need to work on this, because, Dan, I tend to be a speed reader, even when I'm reading scripture.
Right.
And that's important, you know, and I thought, no, this is powerful, because what you said is so critical, and I want to make sure everybody listens to that. This is not just ink and paper. We are having an encounter with the Lord. He is speaking to us.
Yeah, and you know, Gary, so we're both married, and a good analogy to help folks understand this, the power of this is in relationship to our spouses. My wife and I have a kind of a rule. And that is, there's something really serious to talk about, not arguments, but that could be part of it, but something that's serious and really important, we try to sit face-to-face and actually touch one another.
Oh, wow.
Our love language is touch, so touch the other person's hand.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we do that is to orient as much as we can the entirety of who we are to the one whom we love sitting across from us, and make sure that we're not getting two things done at once, you know, talking to them while getting an email done, or,
exactly,
you know, driving and talking. And in our culture, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm getting something done when I can do two things at once.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
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 On the treadmill, reading the scripture. I don't think so.
That's right. Yeah.
It's better than not reading it, I have to say. I mean, I do the rosary in the car, so I understand.
Right.
But we really need to not have that mentality in mind. But we need to sit across from our beloved and say, look, I'm all here for you, Lord. You've given everything for me.
Yeah.
Please help me. Please draw me near. Please show me your way. And that kind of attentiveness, God, I mean, is irresistible to God.
How powerful.
I mean, that's like the most beautiful little baby you could imagine reaching up to you from the floor and saying, you know, lift me up, you know, with a cute little smile. And that's irresistible to God. And if you draw, as James 4:7 says, I quote it so often, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Gosh, and he'll reveal things to you in Scripture that you just never saw.
Mm-hmm.
He'll help you to see your sin. He'll help you to see his will, his love for you, his forgiveness. But if you don't take that time, if we don't really dig in, boy, we're missing a great, we're great treasure, and in many ways putting our soul in jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, Dan, I want to thank you. These segments are fantastic. I'm up against a break now, but thank you for coming on, and thank you for helping us to draw closer to the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you, Dan Burke, from the Executive Director of the National Catholic Register and the founder of the Avila Institute. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
more enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, spirit, spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
And that was Fearless. That's brand new from Jasmine Murray. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. That's a great setup for our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today, we're going to look at the book of Habakkuk, not one that we typically refer to, but here's what the message is today. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like deer's feet. He makes me tread upon my high places. Now, what is that all about? Well, this verse came from my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. And what I was trying to do is, since I needed 366 verses, there is a verse for every day, including leap year, I really dug into some of the more obscure books of the Bible, and I got this from Habakkuk. And here's what I said in the book. Let me just share this with you briefly and why this verse really touched me. Are you ready for whatever today will bring? Hopefully, you'll meet one pleasant experience after another, but you'll probably run into a problem or two. Do you feel strong enough to head out the door and face the world? You should. Why? The prophet Habakkuk reminds us of an easily forgotten fact. You are not alone. And I think that's one of the points that I try to make on this show. You're not alone. And when you face these problems, I understand you probably have many things going on in your life, you may have really serious problems. You might feel alone. You're not alone. The Lord is with you. He's always with you. And as Dan Burke just shared with us, all you need to do is open up your Bible, look at the daily Mass readings, read the gospel from Sunday's Mass. And if you're a worrier, I'll tell you, you really need to read Sunday's gospel because it is one of my favorites. And when you do that, you realize that the Lord is speaking to you through the Bible. He's there with you, oftentimes speaking through other people. Of course, he's fully present in the Eucharist. You can visit him in an adoration chapel, or you can receive him in Holy Communion. There are so many different ways to get that strength and to really connect with the Lord. You are not alone. That's the message. And you can do it. Whatever you have to face, you can do it because God has got you covered. Right? And you can take that from me. Right, Dave Parker?
Yeah, right, Gary.
I believe this.
Yeah, I believe it too. And I was going to say, and you're living proof, just day before yesterday when you were at the airport.
Yes.
You hit some travel troubles.
I did.
And I mean, that's what it just reminded me of, folks. And Gary did well.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up.
And he made his flight.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was faced with the possibility that I was not going to make it to Mobile, Alabama, where I was speaking that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, and I like to be honest, I have worried about a lot of things in the past, and I was praying about it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment in time, I said, all right, Lord, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, yeah, because I came
and I was okay with it.
I haven't seen you since, you know, since you left. And I said, Gare, a lot of us were praying for you.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I was thinking, well, Gary is a warrior. So maybe, wow, let's pray for him. I mean, let's really send it up. But when you told me what you just said mm-hmm. over the air, that, hey, Lord, you know, if this is your will, then I'm okay with it. Well, I think that's awesome. I think it's huge.
And this is a process. This is not, yeah. I mean, this is not my nature. My nature is I'm an anxious person by nature. Yeah. And that's the message that I always try to give out to people. If you start getting to know the Lord better and you're willing to accept what happens in your life, the uncontrollable, you're going to be a lot more peaceful. I am learning this day by day.
And Habakkuk, hit the nail on the head. Right, Frank?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, Frank Eliason is
with
us.
With the headphones on.
Frank has got his brand new spiffy headphones on. Man, you're looking good, brother. I need to get a picture of this.
It's
this should
Christmas
be our picture
February.
On the website.
No, I think we'll get the picture when you guys are wearing these at Man Up Philly.
Ooh, we're not going to look as good as you look, though. That reminds us, thanks for mentioning that, Man Up Philly,
That's
March
right.
the 4th, right? Saturday, next Saturday.
4 hours of you on the air.
Ooh, that's scary. That's scary.
What about me and you, Frank? Are we in there?
Yeah, you guys are going to be in listening to the talks, right? You're going to let me. No, it's all three of us are going down there.
Yep.
And we'll be at St. Joseph's University. We are really looking
what
forward to that. Yes, definitely. Frank, you have a tweet from the Pope?
I actually do have a tweet from the Pope. And, you know, it's so much fun each day looking at these and seeing what the Pope is putting out there and understanding how that impacts us. So the Christian heart is always full of joy, always. Joy received as a gift and kept in order to be shared with everyone.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's a great message.
It's fitting with his theme for this week, which is mm-hmm. is definitely about us living the faith.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily preaching it, living it.
Yeah. Right.
And there are two different things.
Right. Exactly. Both are good.
Yes.
Both are good.
You know, but, you know, go out and show it. Show the joy. People want to come to our faith when they see the joy in your heart.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why I'm glad we're doing this Best Lent Ever program, because it's going to help us to be joyful, and then we could take that joy and share it with others. Now, Frank, I think you have some local news as well.
Oh, yeah. It's you know, for those that are following in social media and everything else, you know, there's been this battle for the Main Street, a Main Street makeover, really going after the importance of small businesses. And there's a group that has offered $500,000 and to feature a town. Well, there's been voting going on, and one of our local towns has been really right at the top, close to the top, but not quite there. Well, at the last minute, Bristol Borough jumped it and won the contest.
Oh, wow.
So really just a neat, for those that know Bristol Borough and, you know, the small businesses that have been there over the years and it's, you know, they've changed over time quite a bit.
It's gentrifying. It's really remarkable. You should get down there.
And it's going to be, so now they're going to get $500,000 towards this makeover and this being featured. Mm-hmm. It's so good to see a local town.
Yes.
You know, small businesses are so important to, you know, the economy, but I also think they're important to how we feel about where we live. And, they're going to be able to do just that.
It's a beautiful little town if you've not been there.
Exactly. So, you know, congratulations to Bristol Borough and all the businesses that are there and all the people that really made an uproar to vote and get those votes in to really push them over the top. It's just incredible to see.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and congratulations to everyone in Bristol Borough. Next week on the program, while I have a minute, I just want to highlight, coming up on Monday, we're going to have Kevin Vost continue his series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're also going to have a first-time guest, Matthew Leonard, who wrote a couple of great books about prayer, and I really wanted to get him on the show. He's going to come on Monday, and then on Tuesday, we have radio personality Kevin Matthews. I think you're going to want to hear his story. He's never been on the show before either. Lisa Duffy will be on next week, as well as Dan Burke. Plus, we have plenty of surprises. I'm looking at my calendar. Next week, I have a dental appointment on Friday at 10:50. I don't need to mention that, though, do I?
No.
But I'm giving away.
Not unless we're going to go remote.
I'm just looking at my schedule. Wouldn't that be interesting? Gary live from the dentist.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man. Oh,
no. And for those around today, 4 o'clock, I'll be joining Deacon Rich Napoli for his hour. We're going to be discussing Catholic radio.
Is that with Deacon Dialogues?
With Deacon Dialogues. Oh,
nice.
4 o'clock today. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll have to tune in.
Yes.
And with his wife, Janet?
Exactly. I don't know if she'll be joining.
Yeah, sometimes she co-hosts. But
yeah, exactly.
Not sure.
It looks like I think she will be joining us.
Great,
so,
that should be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and, you know, it's funny, Rich is actually emailing me asking for my bio. We've been friends for years.
if you don't know by now, that's right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that'll be 4 o'clock today on Holy Spirit Radio Deacon Dialogues with special guest Frank Eliason. Can't wait to hear that. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, is our Best of Spirit in the Morning at 12 noon, so make sure you listen to that.
Frank's a good guy.
Let's conclude with prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father all-powerful, let your radiance dawn in our lives, that we may walk in the light of your law. With you as our leader, we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there you have it. Another week of Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for listening to us. Remember to check us out at spiritinthemorning.com. Also, remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is right by your side. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you.